Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. An energy analyst says we may be overestimating the potential of crop residues and other biomass feedstocks for ethanol. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
University of Tennessee analyst Dr. Marie Walsh is talking about the tantalizing idea of using crop residues for energy. Yes, there is a lot of it out there, but she told a recent conference a lot of it needs to stay right where it is.
Agricultural crop residues play a crucial role in controlling erosion. They're also important in maintaining the health and the productivity of the soil. And so you can't go in and just say, well, I'm going to take it off and use it for energy. You have to leave enough to maintain soil quality.
No, she says it's a pretty complex thing with many factors involved,
including the soil type that you're on, the topography, whether you're flat or if it's slope, the climate, crop rotation that you're using, the management practices, particularly tillage.
For example, Dr. Walsh says, yes, there are upwards of 300 million tons of corn stover produced each year, but right now, probably only about 80 million could be wisely used for energy.
Clearly, if you change some of your management practices, particularly if you increase no-till, the opportunity is to practically double that amount by doing it, but it means that you have to start doing different management.
Of course, there is a lot of talk also about all the other ethanol feedstocks that are out there, bushes and tree wastes and grasses, and indeed,
there are significant quantities of cellulose feedstocks, but they may not be as much as some people seem to think there are, nor are they probably as cheap as many people are expecting them to be.
But right now, Dr. Walsh says there appears to be more wishful thinking on the subject of biomass conversion than actual potential, although the potential is still sizable. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
But still, a great potential for cellulosic ethanol for Tennessee farmers. Have a safe day. Join us Monday on the TRN.